KPP ya tepu kurura norikari lishi omleri kwa ligo shirongo Genkop ya o legacy njono wa shigako nukwacha uwana wa mbono ushi okurandura. Dr. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
How are you, doctor?
No, we're doing well under circumstance, so yeah, but we are soldiering on.
Yeah, but we are coping.
Absolutely.
All right. Doctor, thank you very much for joining Omrunga Radio. We really appreciate your time to interact with our listener.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. Doctor, everyone was in shock because of the unexpected news about the loss of our late president, Dr. Hage Godfrey Genkop. You, as a person who was kind, close to the president, how did you accept this news on Sunday?
It was very devastating because although my birthday was on the 4th of January, we're actually celebrating it that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So after the party has finished, we went out, you know, so someone called me while I was in a very awkward place,
mm-hmm.
and break the news to me that this is what has happened. So it was very devastating. I immediately drove to the hotel where I was staying. They just digest the news and then let others know within those that they needed to know at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. So the news just find you in a partying, and then somebody just called you that, no, there is this news about the loss of our great president.
Indeed. It was not a good place to receive the news, but when information must be communicated, it should happen that way.
Mm-hmm. Since you have gotten time to sit and interact with the president, can you just tell us, Doctor, how did you meet President Genkop for your first time?
I met him for the first time in 1989 during the campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
I was very involved in the student politics at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
I was 15 years old, so when the meeting started, the rally, Swapo rally started, so there were no young people on the stage. So he said that, can you please get me two young people to come and sit with me.
Mm.
I happened to be in front row, so they just called me up. Then I came to sit, myself and another person, so we came to sit with him at the podium. So that was the first encounter.
Mm-hmm.
The only other time that we met would have been after independence now, when I was working at the NBC in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to know him much better in 1995 because I would have interviewed him and so forth. So that's when I started really getting to be acquainted with him, 1995. Then 2001, I had indicated to him that I needed to leave the NBC because I got exhausted. So he said, "Why do you want to go?" I said, "Look, I want to go into PR."
Mm-hmm.
So he said, "Okay, let's see what can happen." 2 days later, then he makes another phone call. He says, "Well, I was thinking about the issue we were discussing the other day. Can you come and see me? Let's discuss it." So
mm-hmm.
I went to see him at his farm in Chumab. So then he said, "Look, there is a position in my office for my spokesman.
Mm-hmm.
If you want that job, then you can start working for me whenever you want. Then you can work together that way."
Mm-hmm.
So that's really how my journey started.
Oh, so you started as a spokesperson in his office as a prime minister?
That's right. That was my job until the time that he left. But obviously, we've been in touch since then until the time that he's passed on.
Mm-hmm. So I was listening to your interview last night, and you were talking about being a neighbor of Genkop. How was your neighbor with him?
You know, when I started working for him,
mm-hmm.
I bought a house in Avis,
mm-hmm.
and he was staying where he is now. So from from Avis to go to where his residence is just really a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant that whenever he needed anything else, and it would be me because I was closer to him. If he wanted to watch football, you know, whatever it is, you know, my house was closer to his. So we will engage that way. He was a very kind person,
mm-hmm.
to the extent that you know, he really inquired of all our families to figure out whether is your father okay, is your siblings fine, and then all of that. So you got to be very acquainted. You know, once he popped at my place when he was on the way to town,
mm-hmm.
because that day, I think it was on a Saturday, I had a housewarming party. And but then on that day, he'd asked me to write a speech for him.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the bodyguards, who is still there now, Deputy Commissioner, Johan Nyarangoro,
mm-hmm.
he said, but Mate is busy moving his place. He said, oh, so why did he say that? Otherwise, I would not have given him work. So on the way to the country club, then he passed by my residence, and my neighbors were shocked to say that the whole prime minister is in the street just to come and greet me, and then he greeted all of them. So really, that's how we came to be acquainted with each other.
Mm-hmm. So that means President Genkep was a man of the people. He liked to interact with people, and that's how you know him.
Absolutely. You know, I remember this one incident when our office relocated to Swakopmund in December.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was that we received a lot of letters of people complaining this is not happening, or they don't have water, or they don't have salaries, and then all of that. So during one of those days, there was a lady from Hoogfontein, a nurse, who had written to complain about the fact that she was dismissed from work.
Mm-hmm.
The president, prime minister then, took the letter and then he read it, and he was touched by the circumstance of this lady.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that he was going to call her. So he did call her. Eventually, when he phoned her the first time, the lady said, ah, the prime minister doesn't call people like that. You are disturbing me. I'm watching Generation. So she hung up on the prime minister.
She thought it's a joke.
It was just a prank. So he called again and said, my name is Hage Gengob. Your problem is this. So I'm calling you regarding that. So he spoke in Damaranama now. So Gengob doesn't even speak Damaranama.
Mm.
Why are you pretending to be the prime minister? So she hung up
for
the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Third time, then he said, listen, lady, take this number, call, when it rings, ask to speak to Prime Minister Hage Geingob. That's when it dawned on her that she was actually talking to the real Prime Minister. So then she apologized, and then they discussed a problem. I don't recall how the problem was resolved, but it just shows that he goes to extra length to listen to people's problems and see how he could assist. One of the students who was at UNAM at the time, Charles Siawaya,
mm-hmm.
he wrote to the prime minister that he's looking for, he doesn't have money, and he's studying at the university for his school, for his university fees.
Mm-hmm.
So the prime minister took money out of his own pocket and settled all the bills that the student had at UNAM. And he wasn't even aware of who this person was, mm-hmm. until sometime in December 2001, we were in Katima, we had a public meeting there.
Mm-hmm.
Then, now Secretary of Cabinet, Dr. Shimata, then said to Mr. Prime Minister, the young person here wants to see you. He says that you paid for school fees, and he wants to say thank you. So after the meeting, we pulled him aside, then they met for the first time. And said, oh, it's good that you finished your study. I'm very glad you've finished your studies in this manner. So that's really the kind of person that he was. He reached out to anyone that was willing to listen to him,
mm-hmm.
talk to. He went to car places where people are hanging around. If there were music concerts taking place, he would show up. You know, if there's sport, he would go to rugby, whether it's soccer, he would come there and watch because he was very involved in sport.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of last year, I was driving from Tumim to Windhoek.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a call to say, well, the Prime Minister, the President, there's football tonight, so please come and watch soccer together.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that it was Liverpool, which is his team, and Chelsea, which is my team.
Mm-hmm.
So when I arrived at home, I was wearing my Chelsea jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Mate, how can you do this? You come to my house wearing a Chelsea jersey, knowing very well that we're playing Liverpool in my house.
Mm.
But a government spokesperson, you're not using good judgment for this. So we laughed. So it doesn't mean that I was angry or anything. I mean, just the way that two opponents are coming together and watch their teams play each other. Likely, that team ended a draw.
Mm-hmm.
So it settled the debate. So no one was going to harass the other because the debate was settled amicably. So this is the person that he was. And I think we are thankful to have a president who really... went down to the grassroots, understand the people's problem, and be able to open up the residence for people that ordinarily wouldn't be there.
So the president could call you while you were driving from your town that, no, Dr. Mate, can you please come so that we can watch soccer together at home? Then you interact and have some good conversation about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it happens a lot, you know. As I said, you know, he's someone that I've known for a long time. I worked with him. Besides working with him, I've been a frequent visitor at his home. I'll go there, have lunch or have dinner, sit around, chat, watch television, watch football, then you go home. So that's really, and he's someone that watches a lot of television. If I'm on TV, then he says something that, then he says, you know, you did very well. Or if I didn't do well, that you should have explained it like that.
Oh, when he's watching, like, even watching news, then he says, you did very well.
Yes, yes. So that's really how we are related to each other.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Genkop is known as a reader who like to groom young people into readership, and is a man who is a champion of equality when it comes to leadership. What is your take on that?
Indeed, you know, as I said, when I met him for the first time, I was 15 years old. I was, by any measure, not of any significance,
mm-hmm.
that someone recognized me. But really, he said, come and sit on the high table. It's a soccer rally. It's a public rally. Then, when I came to work for him, I was probably 24 or 25. I had no communication experience of any kind. You know, all that I knew was that I was a television producer at NBC. I knew how media works. I'm a broadcast journalist. So when I came there, you know, he really molded me, guided me in terms of what it is that he wanted. And I have to learn fast so that I have to adapt to his style. But at the same time, there were other young people in the office that had worked for him before me and after me.
Mm.
For example, before I came, Sakio Shangala was there. He was a senior special assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he came straight from university, and that was his first job. And Gengob, President Gengob accommodated him. Then there was George Simata, who was the deputy director at elections.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, he brought him into the fold. There were many others. Alfredo Hengari, who is the presidential spokesperson today, he too, he was as young as I was.
Mm.
So we were brought in there, and people were mocking us to say, Gengob kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
But he really had a genuine interest to bring people into the decision-making structures in positions of authority where they can influence policy decisions. He genuinely believed that. And for me, speaking for myself, as I said, I was 24 years old, but he genuinely believed that I could speak for him. And I was proud that I was given that responsibility to speak on behalf of the Prime Minister of my country.
At the age of 24?
At the age of 24.
And people were laughing, this is Genkop kindergarten.
Yes, and we understood that. You know, it's politics, and we were not in exile. Most of us were internal cadres of the party. So, but he knew that he needed to build a mosaic, a nation that represents all of us, that it mirrors society in which all of us live.
So President Genkop is someone who look upon to his kids that he grooms, like when you are doing something either and then you appear on television, in the newspaper, he always try to call and guide you if you have done something wrong or congratulate you if you have done something good.
Absolutely. And I mean, sometime in December last year, I even reminded him, because until his death, you know, he still called me a boy. Because in his eyes, you know, he saw me when I was young, so that has not changed materially. So I said, President, you know, I'm turning 50 years next year, so I'm no longer a boy. I said, you always be boys.
Mm.
You know, my boy. You know, so that it's always been like that.
Mm. So what was your last engagement with him before his death?
Sometime in the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
obviously we exchanged the New Year pleasantries, and also in December we spoke just to check on how I was doing just before Christmas. In fact, I think on the 24th of December,
mm-hmm.
because I was traveling from the north to attend the Comrade Shweta's wedding,
mm-hmm.
so then we exchanged pleasantries on that day, but then again just before New Year and immediately after New Year. So we were really in touch all the time. You know, we knew that he's busy as president. Even if he doesn't return your call, he will return it at some point. But we also knew that he was getting sick in January. So you give him the space to heal, and we understand all those constraints.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe Dr. Mate, your last remark, especially when it comes to the adherence to make sure that everything's go in accordance of the National Preparatory Committee, which is appointed to deal with all the preparation about the late President funeral arrangements. Maybe if there would be somebody who want to do some arrangement of their own mourning of or gathering of their own. What is your direction on this as the executive director in the Ministry of Information and Communication?
Indeed, we are mourning our president. The country is in deep mourning. Our country, our people must be given the space to mourn properly. To that end, we are in the process of organizing a bigger memorial service and a funeral with the date that will be announced later.
Mm.
But we have seen already people, they've taken initiatives themselves to really gather in their own towns to light candles.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage many others to do the same. We've also opened a book of condolences at different places. One is at the residence of the late president. The other is at the office of the prime minister. One still is at the office of the chief justice, the office of the speaker, the National Assembly. Then every governor's office, there is a book of condolences that people can sign in, as well as our missions abroad. So every mission has a book in which people in those countries can go to and pay their last homage.
Mm-hmm. I know, Doctor, thank you very much for your time. Perhaps we can release you because you are a person of a big position that and we have a lot to do due to the loss of our late president, and we thank you for your time and how you share the memories that you had with our late president, His Excellency Dr. Hage Godfrey Genkop.
Thank you so very much. We appreciate the opportunity to engage our people.
Most welcome, Doctor. Aye, ngono kuli omdohotora Andrin Mate, o kuli omnambiro kuruntu Executive Director, mu Ministeri wokwa njaganika uirere, na makwata thano ogo paungoba, o kuli gumwe umu ambono akaramo kinda itheno kucha Genkop Kids, gashita papipucho ya karamo no Hengari, o kuli hapapireko Pristende, o ya karamo no Sake Ushangara, o ya karamo no George Simata, o ya karamo Njeji, gashita papipucho kwa karahithu na kupristende, nando tahingita ziko katimata kutimate. Let's come watch soccer. Vietiana zaroka mbija keko Chelsea. Takutua uja, hey, how can you come into my house wearing Chelsea? Ngashinga naita bovi. You are the spoke of the government. Yeah. Yo, kwa kara hentarene nando kwa TV anuwa presidente shaa mwono nesha. Shoko kanuna keka deura shaa mwono tapapini maka inuwa kwa TV otachae. Manuwa unokupo vijabu nginonga kwa ninga unaotati. Ya, ndi kutara kenyusa. Waninga na warela, warela, warela. Yeah, ongeno ndite kuchae. Tatuka rukana omprakeni. Utatukwe telepongano inji ngo tashiangane mo programa etu okashona otoko dhekera.